You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In his last public cry from the cross, Jesus Christ said something people had better hear. It is finished.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord Jesus, crucified for our sins, forgive us what we are and make us new again, with life that is real as we live by faith in you. To you we give our trust and our praise for what you and you alone have done for us and for the whole world, the world you have redeemed by your blood. Amen. A real man died there that day on the place of the skull. You could say he was killed, crucified until dead. Moments before he died, as his men tell us, he took a sip of cheap wine which had been held up to his lips. Then he had something important to say. Jesus took the wine and said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. It is finished. It is his own judgment on himself and on everything he was given to do. I don't know of anyone else who could say it in exactly the same way. We finish some things and leave others undone. Even the things we finish are only half finished. Someone always has to put the finishing touches on them somewhere, because things never remain the same in this world of ours. If they don't have to be redone, they have to be repaired or restored or renovated. What he did was finished. He entered in once into the holy place and made himself a sacrifice for sin. That's finished. It is his final cry to the world. He has one more word spoken between himself and his Father. But this he said with a loud voice for everyone to hear. It is a kind of shout of victory in the strangest place you can possibly imagine. A man is dying there like a common criminal, with all the shame and disgrace that go with such a death, and he shouts with a loud voice, "It is finished." It is only one word, a single word, finished. It is not that he is finished with the world and the world with him. It's not that he now finally is finished with suffering and pain. He knew all about that, and he still knows. In his last public outcry from the cross, Jesus said something people had better hear. It is finished. What is finished? Why, everything he came to do is finished. I'm not just doing my own thing, he told his friends and his enemies. I came to do the will of him that sent me. If I was just talking for myself, that would be one thing. I talk for my Father because I know him and he knows me. It's the dutiful son having done everything his Father asked him to do, letting the world know. It is finished. It's not just over and done with. It's completed. It's a once-for-all thing. It happened, and it lasts. It's an achievement unique in history and permanent in its results. Henry Thomas Buckle, an English historian, devoted the best years of his life to writing A History of Civilization. After 17 years of work, he was lying on his deathbed, and only the two introductory volumes of his work had been completed. In his final delirium, he cried out, "My book! My book! Oh, to finish my book!" The Son of God was dying that day with the satisfaction, the full satisfaction, of having completed his book. It is, as people have continually pointed out through the centuries, a book of redemption. He paid the price. That's one way of putting it. He offered himself as a sacrifice and sweet-smelling savor to God. That's another way of putting it. He came to seek the lost, living the life they have to live, and dying the death they have to die. That's still another way of looking at it. He put himself in our place. He suffered once, the just for all of the unjust, to bring us to God. That's reconciliation, and it is in him. Christ reconciling. In Christ, God reconciling the world unto himself, not counting our sins against us. It took something, something great, to make forgiveness a present reality. He died to do that. No matter how you look at it, he did it, and it's finished. Nobody needs to complete it. Nobody can. Anybody who thinks he has to make a contribution to it doesn't understand it. It is finished. He is the one. It is finished. In him there is salvation, full and free. The night is departing and the day is approaching. The sunlight in this new day is the grace of God. You see it all in him. He did what he alone could do, what he had to do. And now it's finished. By grace, the grace of God, you are saved through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Not by works, the things you might be able to do. And there's not a thing to make you boastful, no matter how pious you are, how righteous you imagine yourself to be. God did this to demonstrate for all time to come the abundant riches of his grace and the love he has for us in Jesus Christ. It is finished. Whatever it took to flood the world with the grace of God, that's finished. For this he was born of a woman, living under the law, to redeem and set free those who are under the law, so that we might become by adoption God's sons. For this he died, offering his life as a ransom for the many. For this God raised him from the dead and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. That was his purpose all along. And now it's finished. He's not dead and gone. It's finished. He's alive. And his purpose is being carried out in the world. That's hard to grasp, especially when the world finds itself in such a mess. People can still destroy themselves, and they still do. His saving purpose, however, is being carried out in the world by God himself through ordinary people. People who have understood his gracious and saving presence in the world. They have grasped the good news of God in his Son, the world's Savior, Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ, sin is finished. Righteousness takes its place. The righteousness of God, which comes by faith to all and upon all those who believe in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, death is finished, and life takes its place. The life of God, saturated with love, which enables people to stand up with head held high, even in the presence of God himself. In Jesus Christ, the old passes away and the new comes in, just as he said it would. Behold, I make all things new. He said, it is finished, and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He looked like a failure that day on his cross. Death is the ultimate failure. Even that he took into his own heart and dealt the death blow to death itself. He did not have to say that day, my work is still undone. He did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for the masses. Now that's done. Life is reborn through faith in him and in what he did, his finished work. You have been redeemed, said one of his men, from your former vain way of life. Not with the things the world counts precious like gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He met every temptation, every weakness, every sin of humanity as the real man he was, but without sinning himself. With unfaltering faithfulness to his Father, he did what the Father asked him to do. Finally, he died as the Scripture said he would. He died for our sins and was buried. As the Scripture said he would be, he was raised from the dead on the third day. He lives. We can't forget the resurrection, not even on his death day. That tells us he was right. It's finished. Separation from God, that's finished. A guilty conscience, that's finished. The loneliness of life, that's finished. The corruption that is in the world, that's finished. Fear of death, that's finished. Nagging worry about what will happen after death, that's finished. He is Savior and Lord, crucified and risen again. Now there's only life for everyone who goes with him in faith. Faith that is true. He died with confidence. It is finished. He said it, not I. I'm not making this up. Nor did those faithful witnesses who told us what he said on his cross. He said, it is finished, and he meant it. This is not surrender. It is true, they took a limp, wounded, dead body down from the cross that day. They laid it away in a tomb, as we do when people die. He really died. But he was not defeated, and he did not surrender. It was not simply a matter of defiance to the bitter end and refusing to accept the inevitable. He died driving all the forces of evil before him. Nothing had slipped. Nothing had gone wrong. He just drained the cup, and in triumph, he hurled it from him. He did not stumble down into death. He stepped into it as the king he was. It is finished. To understand this, you have to see God in that real man who died there that day. That's the way God does things. God was active at Bethlehem. God was talking at the well of Sychar when this man said to the woman, I that speak to you am he. God was acting on Easter morning when he arose from the dead. Someone has put it this way, God in us at Bethlehem, God for us on Calvary, God with us in the resurrection, and God through us in the world today as the Spirit of God comes to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. That's a great story. It's all in that one word, finished. It is his word, his alone. Take him, my friend, at his word. He's for you, and you can be for him. He's with you, and you can be with him. Take him as your Savior, and that word of his will become gloriously true for you. Not as the end of everything, but the beginning of everything. His work is finished and done. All that remains is that it be finished and done in you. Thy kingdom come, we shall pray at the end of this program. The kingdom of God comes indeed without our prayer, said Martin Luther. But we pray in this petition that it may come among us also. Let it come, my friend, in you. Let it come in you as you put all of your trust in Jesus Christ, accepting his forgiveness, following in his obedience, and living his life, the life he gives to everyone who has faith in him. Let his will be done in you, here on earth, as it most certainly is in heaven where he alone is Lord. He is Lord on earth too, by virtue of his redemption. That's finished, and it's good for all time. Christ has entered into heaven itself, said the writer to the Hebrews, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. He has appeared once and for all at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear the second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. In his word, it is finished. There is the music of heaven. All has been made ready. I go to prepare a place for you, he said. Victory is in his voice. All who hear his voice and call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's for me. My friend, I want it to be for you. To you, the Savior offers his forgiveness, his joy, his peace. Take him and be saved. Take him and be renewed. Take him and live. Take him. He is for real. Take him and you yourself be real. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette.